When I read the book of Acts, I find many times where God revealed his glory, revealed his existence as the living God of the universe. Pentecost became a public event, an event which all the people in the city and from many cities round about saw that the living God was upon them. From the day of Pentecost, through Paul's snake bite incident and the revival on Malta, the glory was not hidden behind the church walls, but revealed for all to see. Since we have not passed this way before, perhaps we need to use the playbook of those who have successfully navigated the wilderness. The day has come for his church to begin to seek his gifts, not for exclusive use in the church, but for the purpose of a fresh revelation of the living God out there. This Holy Spirit that came on the day of Pentecost works as well on the street corner as it does in the church. The ministry of the gospel is just as needful on the street corner as it is in the church. On Facebook, I read many invitations by pastors and church members inviting us to go to their church and see the glory of God. Come, they say, to our church and experience the living God. Let me say this. You can experience the living God at the flea market. You can experience the demonstration of the love of God on the street corner at the drugstore. I don't have to go to any church to see the wonderful works of God, to know that God is alive. He shows himself alive to me every day. He'll do the same thing at the flea market. How many times have you received an invitation from someone to meet them down at the flea market and see the glory of God and see God manifested in all of his glory, to see the love of God manifested down at the flea market? Most Christians feel that God only works in the church. That is far from right. God will use us everywhere that we will allow him to. God will meet with us at the flea market, at the shopping mall. In these places, he will reveal his saving grace to forgive, to heal, to help, to comfort. So I say to you today, it is time that we rethink what we have always thought. He says, if any two or three gather in my name, I shall be in the midst of them. If two or three people gather down at the flea market or the shopping mall in Jesus' name, he has promised to be in the midst. And we know if he is in the midst, he is there to show himself alive. I'm going to end the lesson right here. But before I step away from the microphone, I'd like to say that there is something which makes Christianity more than a religion, more than the dream of an idealist. It is this something that makes it relevant. It is the fact that Christ himself is the very life content of the Christian faith. It is he who makes it work. Faithful is he that calls you, who will also do it. Victorious Christian living is not a method or a technique. It's an entirely different, revolutionary principle of life. It is the principle of an exchanged life, not I, but Christ that liveth within me. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.